Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A manhunt is underway for three men who brutally beat a 73-year-old woman last night during a home invasion. The trio posed as police to enter the Gerowene home around 7. They tied up a 76-year-old man before assaulting the woman and stealing jewellery, among other things. Police are urgently calling on anyone with info to come forward. Court today for a former Broome bishop who's facing child sexual abuse charges. Christopher Saunders is accused of sexually assaulting a 21-year-old in 2016. Today's charges are a part of an ongoing investigation into the 74-year-old. A 40-year-old man has tragically died in hospital following a crash in WA South this morning. The man's motorcycle collided with a ute around 6:15 in Yalyalup near Busselton. More support for WA renters as reform tenancy laws pass through Parliament. Price bidding will soon be scrapped while rent increases will be limited to once a year. The Consumer Protection Commissioner will soon deal with rental disputes too, rather than the courts. The Shadow Defence Minister has called his Labor opponent weak over his $50 billion national defence strategy. Andrew Hastie claims Richard Miles has cut defence spending by $80 billion. He says the Albanese government isn't preparing Australia for the challenges we're facing.
Under a Dutton government, there will be clarity around the threats to Australia, our strategy to defeat them, and defence funding will be higher under a Dutton-led government than under an Albanese government.
To sport, West Coast Premiership defender Tom Barras is attracting interest again from rival teams. With a weak mid-season draft looming, Eastern clubs are scrambling for experienced key backs. The Western Bulldogs are reportedly keen to add Barras' talents to their backline. And the Dockers are stepping up their derby preparations, hitting the training track this afternoon. Vice-captain Caleb Sarong says they're ready for the challenge.
Yeah, we're excited to kind of go against them because their whole midfield's going really well as well. So it's going to be a good challenge for us.
The derby kicks off on Saturday.